We are learning Masechtas Brachos Daf Nun Dalet Amud Beis, and we are starting approximately 8 lines from the top, beginning of a line. The next nais says Avnei Al Gavish. The nais of Avnei Al Gavish. Now, if you learn through Yeshua, you never find the words Al Gavish. That's why we have a Gemara to explain to us what the nais of Avnei Al Gavish was in the times of Yeshua. So Al Gavish stands for something. Stands for Al Gavish. We're really talking about the nais that happened when the Gevonim came, when Yeshua was capturing Eretz Yisrael, so the Gevonim, which was a nation, came, they want to make Shalom with Klal Yisrael. They want to make Shalom. So Yeshua accepted them as Shalom, and therefore he didn't kill them. But there was five Malachim from the area who were very upset, five kings were very upset about this, and as they came to fight with Gevonim, because they made Shalom to Klal Yisrael. So Yeshua came, and he went to fight for the Gevonim against these Malchi Amari, and he landed up chasing them away in Emek Yahaloin, I think is the place where it was. And there was a nais that Hashem threw down stones from the sky and killed them. That's what Avnei Al Gavish are. And now what does Al Gavish mean? My Avnei Al Gavish. Tano Avonim Sha'om. It stands for this. Al Gavish stands for Al Gavish. Who's Ish? Ish can mean either Moshe or Yeshua. We'll see from that they're referred to as Ish. Tana Avonim Sha'om Do Al Gavish. The stones that stood in mid-air above Ish, v'yardu agavish, and it came down b'schus adifin Ish. It stood in the air b'schus one Ish, and it came down b'schus another Ish. Agav means like b'schus. Omdu agavish, it stood in the middle of the air b'schus of Ish. That Moshe, chsiv Ish Moshe Olamoid, Moshe is referred to as Ish. V'chsiv, it says, v'barad, v'yachdu la'akoylos, v'barad, the barad stopped, v'motu l'itacharza, and it didn't reach the ground. And like Rashi says, it stopped mid-air. So those stones that stopped mid-air, those borrowed stones that stopped mid-air, Yardu Agavish, it came b'schus different Ish. Zehi Yeshua, t'chsiv kach, I know Yeshua was referred to as Ish, t'chsiv kach l'chos Yeshua b'nun, Ish asher ruach boi. Like Sivan says in the Pasuk, v'hi b'noisam m'pnei b'nei Yisrael, b'nusam p'nei b'nei Yisrael, heim b'moirid b'ischaroin, they're in a place called Moirid b'ischaroin, v'Hashem hishtach aleim avonim g'deos m'ashamayim, Hashem sent huge stones from Shemayim, and they got killed. So that's the Avnei Al Gavish. So we see one is Avonim. Avnei Al Gavish, you make the bracha of Sha'os Linnais Makam Azeh. What's the Evan Shbikash Ogmel Chabashon? What is that? Evan Shbikash Ogmel Chabashon Lizra Gal Yisrael, Gemara Gemirla. It's not a Pasuk, but we know we have a Kabbalah. What was the story? Omar, Ogmel Chabashon said to himself, Machne Yisrael Kamahave. How big is Machne Yisrael? Plus the Parsi. It's three Parsi. And Rashi explains it's three Parsi by three Parsi. So what? How did he kill them? He said, I have an idea. I'll kill them all at one time. Aizil v'ikir tura bar tlosa parasi. He went and uprooted a mountain the size of three parasi. V'ishtu yalayu. And he said, I'll uproot a mountain and I'll throw it at them. Like, literally, I'll kill them. Ozal, he went, akka tura bar tlosa parasi. He went and uprooted a mountain three parasi big. V'aisi al-reishi. He's bringing it on his head. He's like sitting on his head. He was holding it up, sitting on his head. And he was going to bring it to Klal Yisrael. Vaisi, it was too big for him to carry it by itself. So he put it on his head. You know, you carry a package on your head. Vaisi kutcha brichu. Allah kumsi. Hashem brought ants. And they did their job and they made a good hole in the middle of the mountain. And as he's walking, he feels the mountain coming lower. It went right over his head. Went all the way down to his neck. Now he tried to push it off, push it back up. And the problem was, Hashem made a nais that his teeth got very long. And they got caught in the mountain, and he couldn't get the mountain off. It was stuck on his head. He couldn't get it off. How do we have like a remez in the psukim for his teeth getting long? Pashpshad means Hashem broke the teeth of the Risham. But we dash like Hashem Malakash. He made it bigger. Hashem made it bigger. So now, Ogim HaGavash is walking with the blindfolds. He has his whole little mountain on top of his head. He can't see where he's going. And Moshe Kamahava. Moshe, how tall was he? Esa Amos. He was 10 Amos tall. Rashi says, how do you know he was 10 Amos tall? Rashi says, because it says in Lashon that Moshe was Hekim as a Mishkan. And Rashi makes a drasha. It says, Hekim as Atzma l'kam as a Mishkan. He made himself tall like the height of the Mishkan. Frank the Masha, that I don't know if it's a drasha anywhere in Shas. Where did Rashi get his drasha from? Rashi said, Mashal says, "Ain't a vorali with Talmud. I'm gonna have to drush anywhere in Talmud." And therefore, the Mashal is different pshat. He says, since it says that Moshe put the oil on the ureas on, so he must have been 10 amos tall. Okay, so he's 10 amas tall. Shakal nargav asa amin. He took a stick that was 10 amas tall. Shavar, he jumped asa amin. Umachi vekasula vekata. And he reached his ankle and he killed him. He was 10 amas tall with 10 amas stick and 10 amas jumping. He hit his ankle and he went toppling down and he died. So if you see the stone, which I guess the mountain of that Vagavach Vashon uprooted, you make the bracha of Shasu Nisim Makom Hazeh. Also, Lonu Nisim Makom Hazeh. The Evan Yashav Alav Moshe, and the Evan that Moshe sat on, what's that? The Chsiv, there is a Kfeidim. Moshe's hands are getting heavy. Evan Nisimu Tachtav Yeshav Alav. And he sat on the Evan, and he sat on it, and he that's where he davened for Klai Yisrael. So you have to speak out. L'cher, what's the Makom? What do you mean you see the stone? So the Mashal speaks out, Hanu Makom Reish HaGiva Giva Shayisham Evan. The place on the mountain where the Evan was, that's where you make the bracha. That's the Makom where the Nes was made. That's where Moshe Davin, that's where we had the Nes. V'ishto Shaloit, Shenema, V'tabait Ishtoi Ma'achayra, V'ati Nitzav Melech. It says that Loit's wife turned around and looked at the Sadoim, and because of that, she became a Nitziv Melech. So that's where you make a bracha, that's a Nes. We'll come back to that soon. We say we see the walls of Yericho that got swallowed into the ground, you make a bracha. How do you know it got swallowed into the ground? The chayma fell tachteha. Tachteha is lashon, it got sunk into the ground. So Gemara says like this. Especially on a cool Nisa, we understand that all Nisa, we make a bracha nes. It's a paranias. What's the nes? It wasn't nes done to us. What does a nes mean? Something great was done to Klai, so we were saved in a certain way. This is not, this is a light, Eishla got an oinish, that's pranius. Hudama. So you should say Baruch Dayan Emes. So as Mara says, Elish is light pranius Hudama, Baruch Dayan Emes. You say the Baruch you make is Baruch Dayan Emes, Vahoy Dov Shvach Tani. And here, this we're listing here, the brachas of Dov Shvach. It says all these brachas are Dov Shvach. So tomorrow you have to change the price a little. Tani al loit val ishtoi mevarchim shtayim. You make two brachas. Al ishtoi and brachim emes. Val loit ava baruch zoicheh tzadikim. You do make a bracha shvach vayda. Because Hashem remembered Avraham Avinu and therefore he saved Loit. And it comes out when you see the Nitziv Melach that causes you to remember Loit as well. And therefore we make two brachas. One bracha on ishtoi shaloit was vayna emes. And one bracha on Loit was zoicheh tzadikim. That's how it's brought down, B'Shem the Rosh. Even though I couldn't find the Rosh, but I think either Magad Avram, one of the posts can bring down B'Shem the Rosh. That's the Rosh. When you see the Nitziv Melach, you remember Light. You remember Light, you make the Bracha. Zog to Gemara Vaita. Om Rav Yechron. Afilu B'Shas Kas Shal Karis Baruch Hu Zeich HaTzadikim. Even when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is B'Kas, he still remembers the Tzadikim. Shenema, V'hi B'Shach HaTzadikim is Ori Kiko, V'hi Yizkal Ez Avram, Yishach HaTzloit B'Teich HaFeicha. Even B'Shas, when Hashem was destroying Sodom, he remembered Avram, and he sent out Loit from Sodom, he saved him from Sodom.
Can you
find the one that says, okay. V'Shah Zalam, yeah, okay. That, V'chaim is Yerichoi that got swallowed into the ground. V'chaim is Yerichoi Nibla, got swallowed into the ground. Hanoflo, it says it fell down. Shenema, V'hikah Shmaya Om, es Koyla HaShoifar, V'yirio Om Teru HaGdoy, L'vatipa L'chaim HaTachta. It says it fell down, didn't say it got swallowed up. So tomorrow, no, even the Pasiyah V'Rumei, K'adadinu, the wall was such a wide wall, its width was the same as the height. So if it would have fell down, it still would have been the same wall, because the width is as big as the height. So therefore, because of that, the only way it can be considered fall is by getting swallowed into the ground. That's why Hashem made that it got swallowed on the ground. It's the only way it could be called falling is by getting swallowed on the ground. Now I want to go to the bracha of Berachas HaGoimel. Till now we're talking about the bracha of Nes, that Nisim, we have Nesim the Rabbim, Nisim the Yochid. Now we're going to Berachas HaGoimel, which means people who were chayav to thank Hashem because they were saved. Om Rav Yudom Arav. Four type of people have to give thanks to Hashem. Yerda Yom, Holchem Midbaris, someone who goes across the Yam, someone who goes across the Midbar, Mishay Hachayla Mitzrapa, someone who's Chayla and he got better, Mishay Chavaz Vesurim, someone who was in jail. Now, Taisa speaks out that Chayla, Taisa, the end of Ramasal Ve'ema, speaks out, V'dafka V'chayla Shunofal Lemita, Avachosh Beroyshay Vemeyav, Eina Muta Lemita Loy. When if someone just has a stomachache or has a headache, he doesn't have to make a brachas gaimel. It's only someone who was a chayla does nafal amita, which means he was in danger, he was very sick. So Gemara gives him a card that you have to thank Hashem for these type of trips or these type of makom sakonos. So it all comes to one pasuk at Tehillim, the one parak at Tehillim, the parak of Hoidu, that a lot of Klai Yisrael says Erev Shabbos, and it all comes from that capital. Yarda Yamna on the Chsiv, it says in the pasuk Yarda Yam Banias Himero Masi Hashem. The people go down in the ships, they see Masi Hashem. There's a big wind, and the ship went up and down. Shook around like a drunk person. They davened to Hashem when there was so much tzar, and they asked Hashem to save them from that pain. The winds died down. And they're all happy because it got quiet. You thank Hashem for His chesed and for His nefloyes v'adam. So this is the makar of the pasuk that someone goes across the ocean in the high seas, that he makes a bracha of hayda. Halchem et baras menalon. Hayim roh halchem et baras. It's in the same capital. Tov midbar v'yishim and derech ir ma'ishav loy matzu. They didn't find any city. They were in the midbar. Vayitzak Hashem v'yiduchem and derech hashara. Hashem davened to Hashem. Hashem sent them in the right direction. Yed Hashem chaste. And he's have to thank Hashem. You see, Hashem healed them. And you think of thanks to Hashem, this psukim say that they're all their pain, all their inui, and Hashem healed them and saved them. You have to thank Hashem. They're sitting in the dark in the valley of death, which kihimru imrekel, because they didn't do Hashem's will. Hashem took them out of the choshev v'tzalmaves. And you thank Hashem. So these are makar for the four that are tzrichim lahoidas. My mevarich. How do you make this bracha v'idah? Om Rav Yehuda Baruch Goymel Chasadim Toivim. Make the bracha of Goymel Chasadim Toivim. And the Gros says, L'chayavim Toivim Shagmara Kol Toiv. He brings down that Gers of the Riff in the Rosh. And as our Gers also, you don't say just Baruch Goymel Chasadim. Say Baruch L'chayavim Toivim Shagmara Kol Toiv. Abaya Omer, Sarach Laduya Kamei Asar. You have to do it in front of 10 people. D'chsiv, it says in the Pasuk in the same parasha, V'yireimu V'kolam, V'kahalom, Kahal means 10. It's not enough to have 10 people. You need 2 people to be Tamidei Chacham. In the same parash, it says that Moshe Zakenim, and Zakenim means Zesha Kara Chachma, means people who learn. You have to thank them in front of Zakenim. Mask Rav Ashi, how do you know? Aim a cool Rabbanon. Hey, maybe it has to be Rabbanon. Maybe you need 10 Rabbanon, because it says Moshe Zakenim. So, tomorrow, Miksiv, a Kal Zakenim, a Kal Om Ksiv. So okay, so that kalam ve'ema be'asara shar amami 10 of regular citizens, which are rabbanon. You need 2 rabbanon. So come, you need 12 people for goyimah. So tomorrow, kasha, you're right, kasha adam teretz. And Tosfos speaks out, since it's kasha, so you have to lechumra. You really need 10 and 2. You need 10 and 2. The ma'ase says Shulchan Aruch Paskins, you need 10 and 2 of them be rabbanon. That's the Shulchan Aruch Paskins. Altogether 10 and 2 should be rabbanon. This state the Shulchan Aruch Paskins Shulchan Aruch. And that's what you have to do. He says, if you can't find 10, you could do it anyway. But you need 10 people for Goyim. But there it says, let's say someone didn't have 10, and he benched out 10, so he says, you should do it again with the Arashem HaMalchus. You do it with Arashem HaMalchus. Dr. Gemara Vaita. Mazutra, Rav Yehuda got sick, Isbach, and he got better. Ola Gaber Rav Chana Bagdasar, Rav Chana from Baghdad came to visit him, Rabbanon. Another one. Amrulay, they said to him, "Brich Rachmana, diyavach nealon, lo yavach laafro." They made a bracha. Thank Hashem that He gave us back. You know, we got him back, and he didn't go into the ground. Amalhu. So the Rav Yehuda, who was sick, told him, "Partisan, you just patted me from saying hagaymul. Frank the Gemara, Amar Abaye, Abaye do Rabbi Asar, you need 10 people. The Rabbi Asar, where were 10 people there? But you look Hamayda, he didn't say anything, they made the bracha. Letzricha, the only Basar Amen, he said Amen, and that's what Paskin, that if someone else makes a bracha and you say Amen, that's enough. And Ms. Ruhr brings that, that's why some people have a minig, that if the lady wants to say a Goymel, the man can go into the Beis Medrash, say a Goymel, and she answers Amen, and she's Yotze Goymel in that way. Rav Yehuda, Shloisha what?
He's told his bracha
though. Yeah, but the main could be better than a bracha ever for. Machlekes Tanoim, I guess, you know, it's not
really wrong with that.
Rav Yehuda, what?
What do you have to pay us as a Reuben
then? Rav Yehuda, that's all, you don't say Amen. This is the guy, he got his bracha Amen. That wasn't that case there. Rav Yehuda, Shloisha Tzrichim Shimur, Ve'elohein, Choyla, Chosam, Ve'kala. Three people need Shmira. The Choyla, a Chosam, and a Kala. They need a shmirah, which means they shouldn't be walking in the street themselves, and even Zemuyah and Aruch HaShulchan, even their house themselves shouldn't be. Masita Tana, Choyla, Chaya, Rechasa, Mekala. He adds an extra thing, a Chaya also. Someone gives birth also shouldn't be himself. V'yash Oimrim, Af Oval, Oval also. V'yash Oimrim, Af Tamilcham V'layla, even Tamilcham V'layla also shouldn't be themselves. And it's not brought down in Shulchan Aruch anywhere, these halachas, so we don't really pass like that, but L'gavei Achasin, the Aruch HaShulchan does bring down this minig, the Rechasin should not go himself anyway, and shouldn't be by Zichidi either, as this halacha of Shloisha Tzrichin Shimon. Okay.